AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Interactive Brokers 39% quarter needs volume proof after a 57% drawdown. IBKR's recovery is gaining traction against financial services peers, but participation remains ordinary, and the stock is still far below its 52-week high. Research brief. Interactive Brokers closed the week of 12 June at $90.81, up 7.6% on the week and 38.7% over 12 weeks. The trend signal remains active for a ninth week, and price sits 24.0% above the weekly trend line. But volume was only 0.9x the 13-week average, and the stock remains 56.8% below its 52-week high. Key points. 1. IBKR outpaced both U.S. financial services, up 3.1% on average for the week, and U.S. capital markets, up 2.3%. 2. The stock ranks in the 92.9th percentile across 1,015 U.S. financial services names on weekly relative performance. Trend signal is active. Market dynamics is positive at 1.16, and relative strength is 11.42, but there is no fresh market dynamics buy reading. 4. Price is 24.0% above the trend line and 102.6% above fair value, showing strong demand, but also a wide valuation distance. 5. Volume of 21.3 million shares was below the 24.1 million 13-week average, limiting confirmation of the latest advance. Recovery improves, but the range still tells a cautious story. Interactive Brokers posted one of the cleaner large-cap capital markets recoveries in the latest weekly tape, rising 7.6% to $90.81, and lifting its four-week gain to 4.5%. The more important evidence is over the quarter. IBKR is up 38.7% in 12 weeks and 41.7% over 26 weeks, consistent with a deep recovery attempt rather than a fully repaired long-term chart. The distance to prior highs remains the central risk marker. The stock is still 56.8% below its 52-week high of $210.20, and sits at only 25.9% of its yearly range, despite being well above the $49.12 low. That combination leaves the weekly trend constructive, but it also says the rebound is still working through a large prior drawdown. Financial services strength gives IBKR a helpful backdrop. Sector context is supportive. U.S. financial services averaged a 3.1% weekly gain and ranked fourth among sectors for the week, while its 12-week return of 12.4% ranked third. IBKR's 7.6% move beat that sector tape and also exceeded the U.S. capital markets industry average of 2.3% for the week. The relative position is strong, with IBKR ranking 73rd out of 1,015 U.S. financial services stocks, placing it in the 92.9th percentile. The industry backdrop is uneven. Only 25.0% of U.S. capital markets names have active trend readings, even as 71.6% show positive market dynamics. That split supports selectivity rather than broad industry confirmation. Signal state is constructive. Volume is not yet decisive. The trend signal has been active for 9 consecutive weeks, with 47 active weeks over the past year and trend breadth of 90.4%. Price is also 24.0% above the trend line at $73.23, keeping the weekly regime positive. Market dynamics is positive at 1.16, up sharply over 4 weeks, while relative strength stands at 11.42, also improving. The weakness in the evidence is participation. Latest volume was 21.3 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average and 0.8x the 52-week average. That is not a rejection of the rally, but it does mean the latest 7.6% advance did not arrive with the kind of volume expansion that would make the recovery more convincing. Premium valuation and volatility frame the risk. IBKR trades 102.6% above ShareMaestro fair value, a substantial premium that reflects strong demand but narrows the margin for disappointment. The composite score of 63 is supportive rather than exceptional, and the market dynamics panel shows no fresh buy signal despite the positive reading. Risk is also visible in the weekly distribution. 13-week volatility is 5.8%, above the 52-week level of 4.6%, while 22 of the past 52 weeks were downside weeks. Average up weeks have gained 4.4%, versus an average loss of 3.0%, which helps explain the recovery profile. But the elevated short-term volatility means the next pullback will matter for judging durability. What to watch next? The first watch point is whether ALBKR can hold above the 73.23 trend line as the recovery matures. A failure to defend that regime level would weaken the current setup, while continued closes above it would keep the trend structure intact. The second is participation. A move backed by volume above 1.5 times average would provide stronger confirmation than the latest 0.9 times reading. Market dynamics is the pressure gauge for whether the rebound continues to broaden or fades into a premium valuation gap. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.